Welcome to Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And we are joined by friend of the pod, super special guest, Miss Courtney Mims. How are you doing, Courtney?
I am so good. Ready to talk some basketball again. It feels good. It hasn't been a long... It's been a while. I just thought about it and I was like, oh, I've been on.
You're our first recurring guest as well.
Exactly. Aww. Yeah, welcome. First guest.
First guest.
First recurring guest. It's a nice moment we're having here. Yeah. I know you've all missed me. I've been gone for 2 weeks. Tyler had a solo episode, which is amazing, all about UF Gymnastics. Go ahead and check that out. He definitely made fun of soccer, which is not okay. But I will.
The only time I could do it, okay?
I mean, I understand. You had to get your shot in. That's fine.
It was the only time I could do it.
It's okay. And then we were off last week because last week was spring break and Tyler was busy. I was busy. We were just getting some stuff together. So we took a week off, but that usually won't happen again. Probably won't happen again. But here we are. It is post-selection Sunday. And if you don't know what we're talking about college basketball today. Today is the day where we dive in. Courtney gives us a recap as to what happened in the Florida Gators basketball season. I hope it's as inconsistent as their play was this year. And then we'll go ahead, dive in, talk about the SEC tournament. And then we'll jump into March Madness as a whole. We'll talk about who we have in our brackets, what to look out for, and what we're most excited about. But first, Courtney, how you been? What have you been up to this semester?
I'm good. I've been doing a lot of different things. It's kind of funny, now that we get into postseason play basketball, we're getting into baseball and softball here at the university, college softball, college baseball, and that's super fun. And so if you like softball, I'm covering the UF team this semester. Hopefully get to go to Oklahoma City with them. Coming up, you know,
what
right
this,
at the end
what
of
is
the
this
semester.
Hopefully, we're going.
We're going.
I know this is. I have to be so cautious because I get so worried that I'm going to jinx them. But they're looking so good, so that's super exciting.
Bringing back something I said last episode. Kelly Barnhill is the best player in the country.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
And yes, I actually exclaimed in my room packing for my trip for spring break. I said, yes, Tyler, I agree. In my room at 1 a.m. after you sent me the file before I uploaded it. And that's 100% true.
I mean, pitching her first perfect game was just, I mean, that was a moment. I mean, it was a moment. It was amazing for... I couldn't wish it on any other player, though.
My favorite part, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay. No,
my favorite part about that was watching the highlights and going, wow, it looks so easy to her.
And it does. And people don't understand. They look at Kelly Barnhill and they go, why are other pitchers not doing as well as her? Why are other pitchers not striking out every single batter that comes up to the plate?
Yeah, that's like people asking, why can't Casey Hill hit a free throw like Chioza? And that's my transition back to basketball. So, Florida Gators ended 20-12. We finished third in the regular season in the SEC when we were eliminated by Arkansas in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. Our next game will be on Thursday with a to be determined opponent. But let's go ahead and bring it back, Courtney.
Yeah.
So we started off strong. We saw a series of 5 straight wins. A huge win against Gonzaga in the PK-80 Invitational. Yeah. A very close, probably the best loss that I've seen a Gators team take in my 4 years here against Duke in the PK Invitational by 3 points. But then that just kind of spurred a losing streak that ended up turning into inconsistency. And Courtney, as an insider to the team, what did you see throughout this entire year? How would you sum up this Gators basketball season?
Well, you said it at the beginning of the podcast, Sergio. You said inconsistency, and I think that term really describes the entire season. I've said this on a lot of different radio shows, this as a guest and everything. It kind of comes down to a couple things. Inconsistency of shooters is a really, really big one. Because here's the thing. You can be good on the court. You can be taking shots. But if you don't land those easy ones, if you don't get layups, if you're not landing three-pointers, if you're not doing well on that side of things, then you're not going to win. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it's just going down. And with the Gators, we saw a lot of issues with shooters throughout the year. I mean, especially the big one and the storyline of this year was Kayvon Allen. you know, shooter shoot. Went ghost. Shooters shoot. Yeah. You know, he went ghost. He went basically ghost. That's what happened.
I, honestly, before the season, I could have seen him. Well, he was a preseason All-American.
He was All-SEC
and preseason All-American.
And he was supposed to be, that was kind of his
he
role. Should,
he was supposed to, his ceiling this year was supposed to be top 10 draft pick.
Yes. And we've kind of saw him fall off there a little bit. And really just take the whole season to kind of get back into it.
Yeah.
I mean, if one of your best shooters is not shooting till the, what? I mean, SEC play. It was the middle of SEC play.
Yeah.
I forgot the opponent who it was against. But, I mean, if he's not shooting till the middle of conference play, your team has an issue.
Yep.
And that was one of the huge things that I saw. And especially going back, and a lot of people have disagreed with me over this. And you can at me. You can do that all day long. But I think this team really lacks a leader. Now, a lot of people say Chris Chioza is a leader. Okay. I'll give you a little bit to that. I think
say
he's
that.
You would say he's
I
a
would
leader.
Say, I would, but make your point because I
a different type of
it's
leader.
Exactly.
A different type
I think
of
I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, and a lot of people say, great, he's a leader. And I go, great, okay, he is a leader, but he's not the leader that this team needs. Chris Chioza can do things on the court. He can make those plays. He can make those decisions. He actually sees the court pretty well, I think.
I would say exceptionally.
Exceptionally well. Chioza, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chioza, I think, and this is a very bold comparison,
no,
and
it's
I'm
okay.
going to bring it back
yeah.
to soccer, but I see flashes of Lionel Messi with Chioza.
Really?
In terms of how he sees the field. Tyler, your eyes are just wide
well,
open
I
right d- now.
I don't.
No, seriously, in how he sees the field and the way he's able to find his teammates and elevate his teammates' play. One thing that I saw this whole season was when Chioza was off the floor, not only were we lacking a vocal leader, which I know your argument is going to be there, but we lacked a facilitator of the game.
Yes.
You know?
So I agree
before,
I agree with you there.
Right.
I mean, you can look at his assists and go, wow. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. That it's that vocality of being a leader. Here's why people like Canyon Berry, although not a good player on the court, not amazing or life-changing.
Well, he had that engineering degree to keep up. So
oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Which ESPN
but,
always reminded us about. But go ahead.
And always reminded that that his dad was
Rick
Berry. Don't worry.
I actually saw him at a basketball game once.
I did, too.
Yeah,
it was very impressive.
Yeah,
but but he lacks that vocality being a leader. And he also does things. A lot about being a leader is knowing when to say, this isn't my game anymore. This isn't my time. I have to do things for the betterment of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes Chris Chioza takes, he goes, this is, I only have the option of me being the playmaker. I only have the option. And the problem is with that, sometimes you have to just say, no, I need to give the ball up. I need to do this because it's going to be better for the team. Where Chris Chioza, I would see many times on the court, and because he was put in those situations, he wouldn't be able to give the ball up. He wouldn't be able to do those things. He'd have to take, you know.
I can think of a specific example of exactly what you're saying.
I go back to LeBron a lot, which is kind of funny. LeBron has that. Where he has to make these moves for the team. He doesn't really have a lot of people to rely on.
Right.
He doesn't really have... He does have good players, but sometimes LeBron has to do what LeBron
be
has
LeBron,
to do.
Right.
Exactly.
Tyler, you were saying
a specific
example?
Yeah, a specific one would be our loss at Tennessee. It's one of the tougher... One of the closer games that we lost this season.
Mm-hmm.
Where I remember very clearly, at the end of the game, we have the ball... It's about less than a minute left, but we're only either down two or three. A three keeps us in the game.
Yeah.
Chris Chioza takes the ball, gets down the court, drives immediately to the basket, tries to lay it up, doesn't get it. Ball
that's
goes back
a,
to Tennessee.
That's a fantastic example.
Because it's a matter of, while, I mean, not necessarily the worst strategy, it was like there was still 20 seconds, there's still about 20 seconds on the shot clock.
Yep.
Just basketball strategy would tell you to not do that in that moment.
It would be if you were in that moment, and I'm sure Mike White said this on the on the baselines.
Right.
I'm sure Mike White didn't tell him to do that. No,
right?
And I'm sure Mike White turned around and says, try and get fouled at the 3-point line. Try and get fouled taking a 3-point shot, because if you do that, then we might have a chance to stay in the game.
Right.
Or take the 3-point shot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drive it and get a two and say, well, great, you know.
But then the argument here is that a couple possessions later, and I'm here watching the highlights, We're down five, under 30, so the shot clock is off. Chioza takes off only 4 seconds from the clock, drives down, and gets a quick two. You would, I think basketball knowledge there would be you're down five, get the quick two, you play defense, you either try to go for a steal, or then you go and foul to stop the ball. So it's kind of a give or take here, where we're asking him to at some point go ahead and put the team on your back and go and take off, but at the other other times it's okay, but maybe not too much, no one to have to, which is to give credit for the beauty of basketball, where you have to know when to go a full 100%, when to pull back. So I understand your argument. I don't think I disagree, but I definitely see the other side.
I think a lot of what we saw this season, especially during the 3-game losing streak, where things looked really bad for this team, the 3-game losing streak to end the season. Mm-hmm. A lot of, I think, what happened there is that...
Towards the end of the season. We had a 3-game winning streak and at the...
But towards the end of the season...
Go ahead and talk about those, because it's Georgia at home, Vandy on the road, Tennessee on the road. And then I'll talk about the 3-game win streak after.
I mean, they were all super close losses, but all losses that the Gators let get away from them. But a big part of it, I think, watching those games was that Chioza was not playing well in those games. I think he was tired. He was playing a lot of minutes, and he was not playing well. And his teammates, and this is just kind of the way the team went. They didn't necessarily step up to help. Not in the sense they didn't want to, but just. When he was doing a lot and he wasn't working at that time.
Right.
And on top of that, those teams were not very good matchups for the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and to be fair, Tennessee has been playing.
Tennessee's really good. Was co-regular season champion and they were probably two defensive stops from winning the tournament.
They deserve to win, and
we can talk about that in a minute.
But I agree with you, Tyler, and then I see the point guard position. As a whole, I look at this and I kind of compare it a little bit to my little brother. He plays point guard a lot, and he actually talks to me a lot about the position. We talk about it. When you sign up for that position, you don't really sign up for it. Given that position, when I use sign up as a term, you know, when you know you're going to play that position, it is a position where you have to play a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
You have to be at your top game all the freaking time, and if you lose it, you'll lose it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of what you sign up for. And if Chris Chioza isn't cut out for that, which I kind of feel like in some of those games, he really wasn't.
Yeah.
That's when you lose it, because then you have no one around you That's the most blasphemous statement I've heard
in my 4 years here. my favorite Gator on all sports, Chris Chioza. I get you. I know it's a little bit
that I see so many good point guards come through that really are great leaders, that really are can play 40 minutes. I just think sometimes he's not perfect all the time.
The depth of point guard is not what it was last year.
Correct. Here's to say, I make fun of Casey Hill a lot because of his free throw percentage and his coming up empty at clutch moments. But the man could replay the whole game, and the man was a solid defender and was an outstanding facilitator.
And like, he was a leader.
It was about a week or two. It was during that 3-game losing streak where I, for one, didn't think everything was as bad as everybody else I knew. But things were looking bad. I said, I never thought I'd say this, but I really miss Casey Hill.
Yeah.
And on top of that...
I think you texted me that.
No, I did. Tyler, I actually agree with you.
You also miss Kenny Berry. You miss Devin Robinson. You miss Justin Lee. All of those players...
Missed a lot.
And Casey Hill, they had the fight in them.
Yeah.
They were more of out loud leaders, communicators. They had a dog in them. This team doesn't have that.
Yes.
And I think maybe we're starting to see, or we saw in this season, why, even though from so much outcry, myself included, from sophomore year on, I said Chris Chioza should be the starting point guard over Casey Hill. And I think we're starting to see why in Billy's last year and in Mike White's first year, they still decided to go with Casey Hill. It's for things that are unspoken. It's for things that that we, the fans, the audience, the journalists, the people who cover, do not see. And that's the day in and day out in practice and how much of a presence Casey Hill was on that team.
Exactly. And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with both of you guys on that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, like you said, Sergio, don't understand that. Chris Chioza is a fantastic player. And last season's team, let's take last season's team, was a perfect fit for him. I think if that team, exactly. if yes. we took that exact same team and threw them into this season, I think
we might be a one seed.
Oh my God. I really do think that we would get farther because I think that team would have that chemistry
yeah.
and that team would be all together and that team would be, we have that dog and fight. We're together. We're all here. They would have pushed themselves. They would have been there. And Cristiano would have been a valuable key
may,
for that
may
team.
May have been sixth man of the year.
Yeah. You know? I mean, well, honestly, actually, he would have been coming in and making those plays that you said Casey Hill couldn't make. He'd be making those plays. He'd be coming in and saying, got it. I can do it.
And that's why,
I can do it.
Moving forward, I think Chioza is going to be a standout G League player
yeah.
or an outstanding Eurobasket player or even a player that goes two ways in the NBA. And in 3 or 4 years, you go, wait a minute. Is Chioza the eighth man off the bench for the Rockets? What's going on? You know what I mean?
I totally
that's
agree
how
with
I
you.
Feel.
Because
he's not, yeah, but he's that. Let's go. What you're saying, he's not necessarily everything you look for in a starting point.
That's
guard.
What I think, and
right.
I think a lot
he's,
of
he's
people.
He's a perfect role player.
He's a
perfect
role
player.
He is a perfect role player. I will say, well, despite everything we're saying, and I fully, yeah, he's clearly the best point guard on our team.
Oh yeah,
100%.
For,
I clearly,
there.
I think the best point guard in the SEC, and that depends on where you put Colin Sexton. But I think he's.
I'm a huge Colin Sexton fan.
Me
everybody,
too, me too.
I'm
as,
sorry,
three
I,
of us are.
I'm repping Colin Sexton. I'm sorry.
Sexton.
I'm sorry.
I would take Colin Sexton over Trae Young. Just putting that out there. Sergio,
can we? I would too.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
I was totally, I had that bit
yeah,
prepared
I would.
To come in here.
No, I would.
And be like, you know what? No. You're going to hate me for this.
Okay,
no.
wait, wait.
Colin Sexton over
okay, okay.
I'm
so we got to we gotta keep moving.
We do have to move.
All right, so we got to keep moving, but we will get to that Colin Sexton trade.
We'll come back to that.
We're going to come back to that.
There's a whole argument for
go
that.
Ahead.
I mean, I've picked
no,
Colin
okay,
Sexton
I didn't realize
too,
we were all going to be on the same side.
I didn't
so maybe
think
there
so
is,
either.
This that segment's going to be like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, but let's go ahead and wrap it up on the Gators of the season.
I think
Courtney,
that no, I think that really
if you're gonna give us if you're gonna give us a grade,
oh,
what would you based on expectations? What would you give us? Because if
we're
talking numbers, if we're talking numbers, we finished 20-12.
Yeah,
and we were third in the SEC. We finished behind co-champions Auburn and Tennessee.
Despite everything,
and we were
said,
only two games
third.
Out. We were only two
yeah,
games
that's
behind.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Despite
yeah.
how crazy everything was, we
and
finished
our season,
third.
And our
crazy,
seasoning, our season included wins over Stanford and neutral
yeah,
site.
No,
Gonzaga, a 3-point loss to Duke, a 2-point loss to Clemson, who turned out to be much better than we realized.
That,
yeah.
loss, that loss to Chicago.
And even
Loyola right
Chicago.
Now.
That
I
loss to
Loyola
Chicago is looking real nice.
Real nice right now.
Yeah.
Because
and we beat
everyone.
Cincinnati.
I
beat Cincinnati by 6 on the road in a neutral site.
Yeah.
We beat most of the SEC. I think the only team that we lost to...
And to be fair, we won against Arkansas in the regular season.
Guys,
and
we finished the season with wins against Auburn, a red-hot mm-hmm. Alabama, and Kentucky.
Yeah.
We lost
well,
to
Kentucky,
Arkansas.
I mean,
okay,
is
no,
totally...
red-hot Kentucky, Alabama.
No. Red-hot Alabama.
Yeah.
Auburn, red-hot Alabama,
yeah.
comma, and Kentucky.
And Kentucky, comma, yes. comma. Yeah. We need to just put this out here.
How about period, and we also beat
and
Kentucky.
We also,
swept
and
twice.
We also beat Kentucky, who's been playing horribly this season, and no one wants to say it because ESPN, for some reason,
well,
I think
Bloods.
Is back.
The Blue Bloods.
They're all backed
the
by Kentucky. I think
real quick.
They're paying money to get to say ESPN.
I think they're playing other people, but that's another topic.
Yeah,
you were
true.
Saying, Tyler.
Sorry,
you make a point.
I completely lost. Oh yeah, I remember. I remember.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
Me.
I love it.
We're
back, guys. We're back.
Is that I kind of part of me really wanted either if we were to win a game and we'll just transition to the SEC tournament.
Let's go ahead and move
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
if we were,
go
if we were going to win our first game and we possibly would face up against, I believe we would have faced Tennessee. Or was it Kentucky?
We would have had Tennessee.
We would have faced Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't Tennessee. Want... I wanted, if we were to win the whole tournament, which is, of course, every fan wants that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to play Kentucky because I didn't want a chance of losing our sweep status. I didn't...
No, I would have liked to have played Kentucky.
Nope. We swept them. I didn't want to lose that. Because there were at least 3 other possibilities of making it, beating and having to play somebody else.
Okay.
So that's what I meant. You know, like... But going, my view on the SEC tournament,
mm-hmm.
Our one game.
Hey, we got a bye.
Gators
wait,
one game.
To quickly
no,
answer
just,
your question,
yeah.
Sergio,
uh-huh.
B minus. That's what I.
Oh yeah,
thinking.
We totally forgot to answer
B,
that.
I
oh yeah,
no, it's okay. Just
a
B minus, a solid B minus, because you asked about what the expectations of the team were, and that's why I give them a B minus because I think they were a little bit better. Like
A lot was expected of this team.
That's why I'm giving them that rating.
Okay.
But I think they ended up the season. Now, that rating is subject to change, people, because...
Season's not over.
We're still in postseason play. Now going into SEC tournament.
Before I go do that, this pod is all over the place. I apologize. We should have structured this. But... I think that's a very good grade for what expectations.
Yeah.
For reality, I'd lean more towards like a B plus ish.
Yeah.
A minus. I only gave it because of expectations. Perfect grade. For reality, when you actually look back at the season and how much struggles this team had, you actually look over and you look over the whole of the season. A lot of good happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is I want to do.
Shows why we got a 6 seed in the tournament. Where I was thinking we're not going to be higher than a 12, and then I thought about it and I went, okay, I'm giving them a lot of crap because
we
also
see them
that
came in and came out.
Yeah, and I'm giving
the
them
committee
a lot
looks
of,
at resume.
Yeah,
a lot
and
of
I,
different things.
And I just feel like I've been very pessimistic on this team this season, just because I feel like I know what they could be,
right?
And they're just falling short sometimes, and that's why I felt a little bit pessimistic. But they did get a 16 in the tournament, which is very good for them. And I think you know.
Officially transitioning to SEC.
Yeah.
Right
for the third
time. For the fourth time.
But Gators did fall in their first game in the quarterfinal to Arkansas, a team that they had beaten 8 straight times before that.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas is a very senior-heavy team,
mm-hmm.
best three-point team in the SEC.
Yep.
Statistically, they have the highest. I think it was either the most makes or the highest.
Definitely...
I texted you this, Sergio. You texted me and you said, I don't know how this team can be so hot and cold.
Oh, yeah.
And I responded. Watching the game. I responded and I said, I do. It's because this team, when the game doesn't matter as much as it could, with the SEC tournament, it could be said that it might even be a good thing that the Gators lost in their first round. Because if you believe that rest is an important thing, they don't have to play another game. They get rested up. There's six days before next game. I mean, you know you're getting in the tournament.
After what the Gators went through after they had so many issues getting back down to, they only got here yesterday.
Yeah.
They had a huge, horrible turnaround with the plane issue, and there was many issues with their plane. Their plane was in Kuwait or something and had to come down and then had issues. So they were... I mean, they've just been through a lot right now.
Yeah.
And now they only have less of a turnaround time. They didn't get to practice as much. They really got to fly to Dallas. They have to fly to Dallas. It's been a whole mess for them. Sorry, just to bring that up for people that don't know.
Right. I hope it turns into us against the world. But let's continue.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's my whole thing where, like, this team, the way that the team mentally, as far as I've seen, is structured... If the game doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
which you could argue that game didn't really matter.
You could argue that.
Then they're not going to play well. See, in all the biggest games of the season, they've played well.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a weird resume because they have a lot of really good wins. And they've got a lot of pretty bad losses.
Yeah.
As well as some good losses. But it's a matter of, I think that... With this particular game, I think that the reason that the Gators lost was part of it was because I just don't think this team
was
fully dialed in.
Were we caught looking forward? I
don't think truly they're ever fully dialed in, to be honest with you.
Fair.
And we'll see that whether we play UCLA or what's
St. Bonaventure.
Thank you. I don't think
ironically is the name of my sister's elementary school. But let's continue.
Oh, that's okay.
I can just picture my sister like going up against like... Chioza, like trying to guard with the one.
They're a little kindergarten team.
Yeah,
exactly. But I don't think this team is ever really dialed in. And that's a very interesting thing that we might see coming into the first round of the mm-hmm. tournament with this team.
Here's the thing.
Other teams were dialed in. They were driven. And that's what I think Arkansas was. I think they were driven. And, they were like, woo, we won this team.
No. Arkansas was a senior-heavy team that is like, this is our last go-around.
A team that was driven, and I want to transition a bit away from the Gators and start
the
tournament
as
a whole.
Of course.
But I think we can all agree the story is Colin Sexton's coming out party.
Oh, my gosh.
Willing his team to victory.
That was incredible.
The man John Wall bicepped his way all the way to the hole against Texas A&M. To win the game at the buzzer, goes coast to coast. And then afterwards, they play Auburn, the number one seed in the tournament. They play Auburn, and they destroy Auburn.
So like, exciting!
It wasn't even like they pulled away at the end.
No. Just straight
they pulled
up,
away
straight.
The second half.
They pulled away with like 16 minutes left in the
game. A great game.
I'm looking at
a
it right
great
now.
Pull up game. Give me some stats.
Alabama is Alabama 91, Auburn 63.
Give me some sex and stats. Come on,
feed
me.
Feed
me.
I don't have it. Here's my right now. I'll say it now on this podcast. I'm going to say it throughout the week when I go on different shows.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see a couple more games with Colin Sexton in the tournament. I would love to, and one of my brackets is going to show that, guys, because I have
selfishly
so
picked Alabama to win a couple games more than they should.
Exactly,
I think that's very possible because I think Alabama has a good coach. I think Avery Johnson, all things considered, is a good coach.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of what I believe the tournament has shown is that what matters in the tournament. Defense.
Well, having
a star player.
This is what I'm saying. The formula has been laid out for Alabama. You need a great defensive team,
mm-hmm.
and you need a player that can say, everybody calm down. We're
but
down four.
Imagine?
I got this.
By the way,
he scored
31 in that win over.
31 points in 40 minutes.
Can
he didn't play 40
minutes.
God.
If they take down Villanova, that would be just really exciting. For the SEC. I'm sorry. I just have
no
to
way.
Say it, everyone.
No, I'm with
that
you.
Would
with
be
you.
Really
I'm with you.
Exciting.
That would be amazing.
To get past Virginia Tech. Which isn't such a crazy feat. I mean, it's going to be a little
Well, they're the eight. Alabama's the nine. It's probably, those are the closest.
The most competitive.
I'm just saying, it's going to be a good game no matter what.
Virginia Tech's a hard matchup for them,
they
I
are.
Personally
they
think.
They are
I don't
a hard
think
matchup.
It,
Virginia
think
Tech
it
is, the only,
well.
Is the only ACC team to beat, or the only team to beat Virginia on their home court. So
yeah, it's the only
they have the mental toughness.
Yeah,
they have the mental toughness to play.
I also saw
them
beat Duke. They
can play.
I'm not arguing with you on that.
Virginia Tech
would be a hard. You know, it's going to be a hard first round for them if they can get through though. Mm-hmm. I mean, the craziness, because I assume Villanova, that's my pick, you know, Villanova will get through, obviously, first round.
And we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
It would just be so exciting to see Colin Sexton.
I mean,
Sexton
put on a show, even in a loss to Kentucky, he had 21 points,
mm-hmm.
Which I really think that, moving on, Alabama lost to Kentucky in the semifinal.
Which, Kentucky, that game, I was watching it.
They just
I was
ran
like,
out of
wait,
gas. They just...
But where was this Kentucky team all season
yeah,
long?
Yeah, right?
Where was this?
Because throw away the Georgia game, the game against Alabama, and then the way that they grinded out a victory against Tennessee.
I really was surprised. I honestly was surprised because they have just been, again, we talk about the Gators being, you know, oh gosh, inconsistent. I looked at Kentucky this season and I went, oh my gosh, they are not going to do very well in the SEC tournament. They are not going to do well in the NCAA tournament. And now I'm kind of changing my mind. I'm going, they were waiting. They were waiting to pull
turn
this
it on.
Out.
To
they
turn
were
it
like,
on,
they're
yeah.
like, we're Kentucky people. Don't
Calm
worry.
Down. Yeah.
Don't worry. We're going to pull it out. And now I'm worried for the tournament. I'm worried. Because I think Kentucky's now pulling out, and they're like, hey.
Okay.
Hey, we're here. We're going to show up.
Go ahead, Tyler. You're saying something.
Well,
oh,
I mean, I have a bone to pick with Georgia.
Okay.
Alabama and Tennessee, all the teams in Kentucky faced.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
This was by far the best year the SEC has ever had as an overall
banner
conference
year. Banner year
as a basketball.
For the SEC.
They got eight
basketball.
Teams in. We didn't mention that.
That's
got eight teams in the tournament. Second best. Record for the SEC, second best behind the ACC.
Who had nine?
And in the best, and this was, we've all talked about it, this is probably one of John Calipari's worst Kentucky teams as a whole over
yeah.
the course of the season. The SEC was the best it's ever been.
I know.
As a conference. And John Calipari's worst Kentucky team still won the tournament.
That says a lot about Kentucky as a whole, though.
It
holds
me
on.
Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee. Do it for the conference, man. Just do it for the conference, dude. Come on. Play some better defense.
I wanted Tennessee to win.
Tennessee
did not play well, too.
No, they didn't. And that was good. I mean, that's good to
see. But I
see
them going far in the tournament because I see how much potential they have and how well they've done this season, how well they've they've pushed through what the competition they had was, and I think they go, you know, farther than maybe a few people think, you know.
Okay. Last thing in the SEC tournament, because we got to keep moving. Last thing in the SEC tournament, Michael Porter Jr.
I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Did he hurt his draft stock? Did it stay the same? Or did it help his draft stock?
I think it stayed the same.
I think it stayed the same, yeah. I don't
He only played 2 minutes prior, and he didn't play awful.
No, and that's his first game back. I mean, and it, we're seeing all sort of draftings, you know.
We saw it last year with Harry Giles, where he sat out. He was projected top 10 pick, and then he played the last few games of the season, and then he ended up going 19th. So it's
but
a question of.
I don't really think that hurt. It will hurt mm-hmm. now if he doesn't show up
in the tournament.
In the tournament, because that is what a lot of these NBA recruiting, you know, staff and coaches and people
execs,
like this
yeah.
are looking at.
Yeah.
The tournament, they have all eyes on them. What can they do? How can they, you know, can they help their team? Or are they not going to help? That's what really picks it. These conference tournaments,
yeah.
They're so, you know, okay, you won, you didn't win. I mean, let's look at Division II. I mean, there's a ton of good players in Division II that people are looking at, that overseas teams are looking at. And I even talked to some of them, and they're going, it doesn't matter in their conference tournaments. What really matters is how they do in the NCAA.
NCAA.
Because they're facing different teams.
Because that's every game could
every
be the last game.
Game
of the season.
Exactly.
Which was part of my earlier point that, like, as much as the conference tournament, you want to win it, if you know you're getting in,
yep.
teams don't play the same.
Yeah.
They don't. You're totally right, Tyler.
Because when it's literally, it could be your last game.
Yeah.
That
when it's a bubble
things.
Team.
Yeah.
When it's a Davidson.
Which is when it's
in
Alabama. Alabama needed to beat Texas A&M
yeah.
to get
oh,
the
yeah.
tournament.
Oh
and
my
they,
God.
They solidified it by beating Auburn.
Exactly.
So transitioning away. All
right, transition
from this tournament
to what we all love so much, so much, the NCAA tournament.
And bracketology, people.
It has begun.
Bracketology.
You have until Thursday to submit your brackets. Please don't forget, we're going to be tweeting out, Tyler created a group through Bracket Challenge through the NCAA. We'll be tweeting that out. Later on, so if you want to join our group, make sure you do that. Come up with some great names.
Ooh.
Tyler, what's the name of your bracket?
Okay Hands for Three.
Which you Gator fans
put an okay hand up and you're like,
you'll see it. And I am the Sextonites because I'm all in on Mr. Sexton. Courtney, you'll be joining our group soon.
I know, I gotta think
no,
of a good
okay.
name.
It's okay, it's good. Come
maybe
on,
I'll
take
time. Maybe I'll take some...
some ideas. Tweet
some
us out.
Twitter, yeah, I'm gonna take
tweet
some
us out,
ideas.
Tweet out to Courtney. we'll put all of the Twitter
names.
Handles in the description.
You could put, like, the super...
I kind of want to do...
You could put the super parentheses Villa Novas.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
That's
a nice one.
I shouldn't have given you that.
But
yeah,
no.
that was so
okay.
good. Now I can't take that because everyone's going to think, wow, you're not creative.
No, you're fine.
All right, here's what we're going to give you.
Or should I just put Colin Sexton. That's it. That's my bracket.
Hey, we already have a Sexton.
I know.
Here's what we're going to do, okay? I'm going to give you two the matchups. I need rapid fire who you think will win.
Okay.
And if it's something complicated, then we can stop for a second and talk. Because
we got to try to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
Try to be. Okay, ready?
When we get to the Gators,
we're
going to
start.
We're
going to start in the South region with the number one overall team.
Oh, my gosh.
Virginia playing UMBC, which, to their credits, they are the Retrievers. They went 24-10.
What a dime.
Virginia.
UMBC.
What?
No, I'm joking.
What?
I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. It's Virginia. No, Virginia's going
to
win.
We're going to have to stop,
yeah.
make a whole new podcast episode
just
on that topic.
Why
no,
did you
I was joking.
UMBC?
All
right,
like, all right.
Actually, how cool would it be if they did win? That'd be pretty cool. Again,
next we got,
would
next
throw
we got
off everything.
Creighton and Kansas State. Who you got?
Creighton, sure.
All right. Kentucky, Davidson.
Kentucky, actually.
I have Davidson.
You have Davidson? See, I want in
quick
my upset bracket, Davidson takes it.
Quick explanation. It's a 5-12.
Okay.
There was
and
1 year.
That's fair. Let me
give you the 12 seeds are typically the mid majors who are doing the hottest at the end of the season, and your 5 seeds are the majors who end up either slacking, having a bad year, inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. And typically, there's an upset in the 5-12 seed.
Three,
typically,
4 years. What am I, senior? So my freshman. So 3 years ago. There were 3 12-5 upsets, and I called all 3 of them.
But you're not wrong, Sergio.
Yep.
They're typically the upset. But here's why I think Kentucky. Real quick, hot take
on
Kentucky.
Go ahead.
Real quick, I promise I'll
wrap this up. Davidson take is strictly I saw their A-10 championship game. I liked how they moved the ball. And I've seen Kentucky this year, and I'm not convinced.
No, I know.
Even with the SEC tournament, I am not convinced.
I think Kentucky's pulling out at the end of the year. I think they really have gotten to a little bit of a rhythm with the SEC tournament. Uh-huh. They're coming off hot. I think they're coming in saying, we're Kentucky, we're going to do this. And I think sometimes that mindset is all you really need to beat that upset.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they'll go any further, but that's just my little thing in the beginning.
Got it. Next,
moving on.
Arizona, Buffalo.
Yep.
As well.
For sure.
Miami, Loyola, Chicago.
Loyola, Chicago!
Yeah! All three of us.
Loyola, nice. Chicago. Because Miami is...
We're smooth with
not
it.
Play, Miami has not been playing well this year.
They started hot. Chicago, everybody slept on the beginning of the season, and
not
I
us.
Am impressed
we knew
with them.
Too, well.
We knew it. All right.
Next up.
Tennessee, and is that Wright State?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Nevada or Texas?
I have Texas.
I have Shaka Smart.
Can you
tell us why you think Nevada?
Yeah.
I like Shaka Smart.
I like Texas's teams. I like the team. I really do. This was a really hard one for me to pick.
It's a hard
just,
one.
I mean, looking at most of the statistics, and a lot of Texas doesn't beat teams that are better than it this year. They just beat teams that are around their range.
Okay.
Like in their tier, they beat those teams.
Got it.
But I haven't seen them this year beat a team above them. Like, their record against top 32 teams, 0-4.
Yeah. It's true.
The only stat that they lead that it will peck in is offensive efficiency, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This is kind of a toss-up for me, personally. I think Texas is very well capable of winning this. Uh-huh. I just don't think they will.
Okay. Cincinnati, Georgia State.
Cincinnati. Sorry.
All right. Xavier, and then the winner.
This is the West. Yeah. Just putting that out there.
All right, we're just going to go Xavier because
it's North Carolina Central or it's Texas Southern.
It would be great to see a 116 upset, though. I mean, I always.
We're going to get to that.
I'm too far. I'm too far into it. Okay.
Next is Missouri, Florida State.
Florida State.
Missouri.
All the way.
I got Missouri because
what
I
get, are you guys
because,
talking
because,
about?
Because
oh, okay. All right.
They, I got. No. I have Missouri.
Are you fine?
And Michael Porter Jr. goes for 23-12. Book it right here. You heard it. You heard it right here. 23-12.
I think Florida State pulls it out.
23 points, 12 boards.
I just think that because these are two different teams.
They play a very different style.
And I just personally, I don't trust FSU.
For the record,
I don't trust them at all.
I trust them in this first round because I agree with you about Mizzou. I do think they have a chance just like Florida State, but I think Florida State wants it more.
For the record.
Leonard Hamilton. Okay,
uh-huh.
Let me just keep going.
I love this man.
Leonard Hamilton is hands down one of the best coaches, and here's why.
The next like big blue blood type job, watch
Leonard,
out for that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I agree with you, sir. Wow,
yeah,
this is search.
I do my homework.
Leonard Hamilton, he works with that team. They're working constantly. They work more than the Florida team.
He turned Jonathan Isaac into a top 10 draft pick.
I know.
Come on, guys.
He is such a great coach, and everybody sits there and goes, Florida State, not doing so great this season, and they weren't doing so great this season. I think they're going to work to get in this tournament. I don't think they're going to get past the first round, but I think that they're going to... They're coming in knowing who they have to be, and I think they'll do it. That's a little
Okay. Really, all my analysis is really what I said earlier.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
I agree. Leonard Hamilton's a really good coach. I'm not necessarily like as high as you guys.
Nah,
but I'm sure you're right.
So
I just don't
high.
Know.
I'm very high.
I just know it's just Missouri plays
Serge,
Missouri
like
FSU.
You're him too.
Missouri
That's
FSU
great.
Play different styles of basketball, and I just think Missouri's better at what they do.
They are ranked so closely together. I think it's a great matchup. I think if you're looking for games to really, this one will be one to watch.
This is
one. I'm really saying,
I'm
you guys,
watch
this game because I think it'll really tell. Okay, look at these teams. Really great. You know, going back to, draft picks, I think we'll see some changes.
All right, moving on.
Ohio State, South Dakota State.
Ohio State.
Jackrabbits.
I picked Ohio State.
Ooh, really?
South Dakota State.
And I'll be honest, it's because I listened to One Shining Podcast with Tate Frazier.
And
he's an Ohio State fan, and he talks a lot about them, and I've just been convinced. The highlights I've seen, I've just, I've just been convinced. Yeah. I'm going to go Ohio State.
Third best offense in the country, Jackrabbits. Let's go.
I'm aware. But we can go into the what does your schedule look like conversation later on. Okay.
Which is fair.
Which is what we talk about in college football.
Which is what I always talk about.
Yep.
That doesn't matter at this point.
Exactly. All right. Next is Gonzaga, UNC Greensboro.
The Zags.
Now, okay. Houston, San Diego State.
This one's an interesting.
This is a hard one. I picked Houston.
Really?
This one's one that I might change.
This is one that I might change.
Because I put Houston at first, then I changed to San Diego State because I looked up a little bit about how the team's been doing and I went, I'm not going to go into like fully, but there's an article on San Diego State and why people should not sleep on them.
Okay.
And it's a really fantastic article and you should go and read it. I forgot who it's by. It's someone from the area. He's a fantastic journalist. Have to read it. And it made me change to pick them.
Okay.
So,
well, that's a pick that I think I may change for me in the future.
Well, read that article and you'll see.
Send me the link.
I'll read the article. All right. But yeah, I pick Houston.
Okay, next we got Michigan and what is this, Montana?
Oh, yeah.
I only have M-O-N-T. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Montana.
Montana?
It's Montana Grizzlies.
All right. Michigan, right?
Michigan. Right? I'm not.
A&M, Texas A&M, and Providence.
Texas A&M.
I put Texas A&M, but I think
I'm the
Providence
outlier.
Might do it. I really think so.
I've seen a little bit of the Big East this season. Providence, their Big East tournament
Texas,
against Xavier.
And Texas A&M, to be fair, has been so streaky this year. So it's really hard to figure out if they're going to make that run or if they're not. If they do win it, I think they'll make it a little run and be really exciting. But I think if they don't, if Providence takes it, which I'm kind of leaning towards,
I just think Texas A&M is more talented. They have really good guard play. So, like, I don't know much about Providence. So, this is a toss-up for me, too.
And Providence almost knocked off Villanova in New York early in the season.
And in the title game.
That's right. And in the title game.
They can ball. They can ball.
All right.
And the last one in the West, we got UNC, Lipscomb,
UNC, North Carolina.
All right. Let's move out to the East. Nova against...
Villanova.
Okay, cool.
It's going to be Villanova. Important game.
My favorite game of the first round. Virginia Tech.
I know.
Alabama.
I do think this is the best game of the first round.
I think this is the best game of the first round.
Will be so good.
I got Virginia Tech.
No, guys.
I'm sorry about everything I said. I picked Alabama to begin, and then I had them going on a bit of a run.
Because
it was just Colin Sexton was going to take over. But Virginia Tech's really good. I think they're really good. They don't match up well. Yes.
Two words. Colin Sexton.
I'll say Colin Sexton.
I got four words. Colin Sexton and defense.
Actually, you can...
Because they got a great defense.
No, keep your Virginia Tech.
Keep your pick.
I feel good about... I feel good about this. Virginia Tech has a much better offense.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have to go with Alabama. This is hard for me, guys.
Like, I originally did pick Alabama.
Uh-huh.
But I think if Alabama... I like what you were saying earlier about Texas A&M. If Alabama gets past this, I think that could go
pretty far. That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit of a line,
I just don't think this is a good matchup for them.
Aww.
All right. Next
it's
going to
be a great game.
It's going to be an outstanding game.
It is.
Next one up, West Virginia, Murray State,
West Virginia.
Press Virginia.
Wichita State, Marshall.
Wichita State.
I got
Marshall. Really?
Oh, that might be.
This is one of those. Shockers have not been as good this year. I've seen two Shockers games this year, and I was not impressed like I was in years past. But I have not seen Marshall this year. This is a gut feeling. I'm not even going to chalk it up to anything basketball. It's a gut feeling.
Okay.
I think they're going to be Wichita State.
I mean, I don't remember
when Wichita State was that.
Well, that was when they were in a.
That was not. Yeah,
that was
back
when they were
in a
now they're, conference.
Now they're
now in the AAC.
AAC, right? The American?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, next game.
All right, Gators against the winner of UCLA and St. Bonaventure.
Gators.
I think it's going to be UCLA or St. Bonaventure.
You have us losing in the first round.
I do have you. Because here's the thing.
After
the
five
Gators,
straight Elite Eight appearances,
here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The Gators could lose in the first round or make it all the way to the Final Four. That is the two ends. You have two extreme ends. Lose in the first round or go to the Final Four. Those are the only two things they could do in this, like, honestly.
I'm with you.
And I want to put Florida so bad, but I just really don't have any faith in them right now.
Okay.
I think if they had won against Arkansas and made a run in the tournament, I really would have picked them because I would have said, yeah, they're feeling good. But I just, with that tournament play,
now, I'm like, I would have agreed with you. Okay. If Tyler did not talk me off the ledge on Friday night,
really,
when he texted me,
I do this a lot. Said,
yes. Okay. I send him very irrational, emotional text, and he gives me the voice of reason, and I say, "You're so right. This is why we work so well together. We're such good friends."
Well, Tyler, I need to hear it because I
texted you. I think I'm gonna pull it up now.
Great,
but I texted you, and I said, pause for this. Say? Yeah. No. What did I say? Tyler, where are you?
What did you say?
Oh, dude. This is about the Dolphins. Okay, cool. So I said, never been more frustrated by a team in my life, and I'm a Dolphin fan.
That's
a Dolphin reference.
Right. And you said, we're not mentally tough. It doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. We're just getting unlucky shots. Boom. And I said, I know, I just thought a strong showing in the tournament would give us some good momentum going into the big tournament. And he says, yeah, but we lost in the first round last year, and it didn't affect our tournament play.
We had an arguably worse end of our regular season last year. We played better. The teams are different.
You're right. Completely different.
I agree.
And I'll be honest with you. I thought the team was more consistent last season than they were this.
Of course.
And everyone thinks that. So.
Let me put it this way.
But
if we make it to the Elite Eight, like I have us in my bracket.
Spoilers.
Well, we're just doing the first round.
Oh my
final
gosh, you have them going to the Elite Eight. That's so funny. Sorry.
Anyway,
if we make it to the Elite Eight,
I won't be surprised. If we lose in the first round, I won't be surprised.
But that's what I'm saying. That just sums up the whole season. The entire Florida season. Because you have so much inconsistency there. Almost like Texas A&M, where they've been very streaky.
Yep.
It's like, you just, I just can't put all my faith in them. Because if I do, and I put that in my bracket, it's going to be totally wrong.
I know.
So I
but that's why brackets are changed. And who knows? Maybe, I said this off the air, but I check my bracket once a day up until tip-off.
Which is so good.
And then I kind of sleep on my picks, and then I kind of, you know, make my decision. So maybe tomorrow I'll change my mind. Who knows?
Right. Okay.
But let's go ahead and move on.
Yeah, we got to keep moving on.
We got 10 minutes before we got to get out of here. All right, Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F. Austin.
What?
My cousin would love you. My cousin would love you. She goes there, number one. Number two, what? Not Texas Tech?
Yeah, Texas Tech is
They were balling this year. Yeah. They have like a 75-year-old two-guard.
I have them winning the first and the second round and going through.
That's crazy.
Two
words?
It's a gut feeling.
Gut feeling. I got you. Arkansas, Butler.
I'm going with the conference.
Why are you going with Razorbacks? Quick words. Why are you going?
Because Butler's just, they've just been playing better, and I just don't think this Arkansas team can go against them. I really don't. I think that they had some great momentum going into the tournament. I think Butler has been really, really good. And I think, I just don't think they can do it, really. I really think they can't do it. I'm sorry.
Daryl Macon, Jalen Barford, and I disagree with you.
Really? Okay, fine. Oh my gosh, great.
Purdue and
Cal State Fullerton.
We got the Boilermakers?
Purdue.
Yeah, all right. Purdue. Sorry.
Okay, Midwest, we got Kansas against Penn.
Go Jayhawks,
This is the 16 one.
You're not going to lose.
Right now
this.
I have Kansas.
I don't know.
Tyler, right now I have Kansas. But it may be 11:35 on Thursday, 25 minutes before tip-offs, and I may go, you know what?
Serge?
Let's do it.
Serge?
And pick Penn.
I'm with you on
this.
This
is the game.
I'm with you on
this.
This
is the game. Penn is an outstanding perimeter shooting team.
It surprised everyone, and I think Kansas is going to be off their game. I think
they've been off their game the entire year.
Guys, they're playing in Wichita, Kansas. There's no way Penn wins this game.
I don't know. Guys, I've seen some crazy things happen before in the tournament.
You underestimate the University of Pennsylvania.
You underestimate the power of the referees to keep Kansas in
game. Oh, come on.
I actually think they're really good.
This is the Cinderella story,
people. This might be it, guys.
This is the Cinderella story. The one shining moment. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. It's going to be fun.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so right now, all three of us have Kansas. But Courtney and I may change it before the start of the tournament.
Could not be me.
Okay.
Could not be me.
Seton Hall against NC State.
Seton Hall.
I got NC State. You want to know why? Because they are North Carolina State champions. They beat Wake Forest. They beat North Carolina. And they beat Duke.
I could get behind that. I could get behind that.
They're North Carolina State. Seton Hall's just really good, though.
Yeah, yeah, Seton Hall is really good.
New Mexico State against Clemson.
Clemson.
This is
another 12-5 upset that I've picked. New Mexico State.
Cool.
I want to remind you, 3 years ago, there were 3 12-5 upsets, and I picked all 3.
No, I think you're right.
These are my matchups.
I should totally pick more 12-5 upsets because I never pick them, and I just should.
And guys, okay, real quick, and I'm sorry, but if you look at this, they have better offensive efficiency, better defensive efficiency, a better field goal percentage, better average more points per game. The only thing that that Clemson outdoes New Mexico State on is free throw percentage. Guys, those numbers are telling us a sign. Read it.
See, I read those numbers on other matchups, and y'all made fun of me.
No, yeah,
okay.
But it's everyone's own opinion. Like, exactly. You're going to be...
Yeah.
Okay, next game, yeah. Auburn, College of Charleston.
College of Charleston.
Did you really?
Yep, College of Charleston.
You're not trolling?
Auburn's too talented.
This is the one game
Auburn's...
I know I'm correct on.
Okay.
Auburn's way too talented. I'm sorry.
No, I watched them play, and I know that this team can do this. I'm telling you guys, this is a big one for me.
I may change it.
Have you watched College of Charleston?
Yes.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I was about to say,
we've all watched Auburn. And Auburn is way too overrated. Me and my dad both believe that Auburn is way too overrated.
Well, I think they're going to lose in the second round. I just don't think they're
going
to lose to this.
I have going an extra round just because...
Guys, you go back and I can't explain.
All right, we'll
look
at the tape.
Go back and just look at college.
All right,
that's our homework.
TCU and then the winner of Arizona State or Syracuse.
TCU.
TCU.
Wow. All right, I was gonna say, what if Beheim pulls something out?
No.
All right.
No,
TCU.
Michigan State, Bucknell.
Michigan State.
Rhode Island, Oklahoma.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, I know. I was
now
leaning
he's
towards
upset
Oklahoma.
No,
now
listen,
he's...
listen. I just want to see Trae Young go off for like 38 points one more time.
But
so one more
cool.
time.
No, like,
so
he's
cool.
going to do that. And they'll still lose.
Nah.
Is the thing.
I picked Oklahoma for the heart. Let me do that.
Sure, fine.
And then
Rhode Island's a better team.
And then we got Duke Iona.
Duke.
Well.
I hate putting Duke for anything because I hate Duke.
But Duke. Sorry, I got them losing to Michigan State.
Oh, great. Well, that's what
the
I did.
Should we figure out our Final Four?
Let's go to our Final Four.
Oh, God.
Let's go to our Final Four.
Go first.
All right. I have.
You don't have one?
I kind of do, but I kind of
well,
don't.
Give us
you
the draft.
Throw it
give
out
us
there.
The draft.
Just gotta
give
throw
us,
it out
yeah,
there.
It's all good. All right. Coming out of the South, I have Virginia. Coming out of the West, I have Michigan. Coming out of the East, I have Villanova. And coming out of the Midwest, I have Michigan State. So my matchups are Virginia, Michigan, Nova, Michigan State.
Those would be fun games.
Hmm.
Those would be very fun games.
I have Virginia out of the South.
Okay.
I do too, so we
I
can
have...
knock that out.
Okay. I can't believe I'm going to say this. This is as it stands. This is subject to change. I have Gonzaga coming out of
I do too!
You really?
Oh
Zags?
Yes.
Yeah!
I love the Zags.
They're road to me personally.
There,
it seems favorable.
Yes,
like,
it's favorable
it does,
to me too.
But I don't think they get past Michigan.
Well, see,
or
I here's the thing.
I think they get
the thing,
past
I don't
Michigan.
Guys, and I have Providence upsetting North Carolina and then losing Michigan. Even if Providence pulls it out and makes it to the Elite Eight, I still think Providence can beat Gonzaga.
No, but I think
UNC
beats Michigan.
I think UNC beats Michigan too.
Michigan's hot.
I think North Carolina beats Gonzaga. Gonzaga beats
North
Carolina.
I gotta finish this. Oh, I see what you mean. You guys have the Zaga-North Carolina matchup.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes
sense. Which I think this year, Zaga.
By the way, I highly recommend listening to this podcast with your bracket in front of you.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense.
All right, so
East,
you have...
Out of the East.
Wait, so Virginia, Zaga.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, out of the East. This one I'm still debating on. But right now I have Purdue.
Okay, I think that's actually
just
a really good...
Understandable.
Love Nova right now, guys.
I just it's more about, like, could Nova, if Nova got to the Elite Eight, could they get to the Final Four? Of course. I just don't think, again, this is a lot, of, to
no,
me, this,
Purdue
is, a,
could
this
do
is a lot about
Purdue's,
path.
This
okay.
Is, and then my final, okay.
In the Midwest?
Courtney's going to hate me for this.
Oh.
Hell
no.
What?
In Midwest, I have Duke.
Get out
of here.
You
I'm
Grayson,
leaving.
Grayson
I'm
Allen
leaving.
Loving ass.
Do you think I enjoy this?
What?
You cannot put Duke. You cannot do it. Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Is it because of Marvin Bagley?
Yeah, is it?
Part of it, that's yes.
I would understand that.
I have them matching up against Kansas in the Elite Eight as it stands.
I would take Duke over Kansas.
And I just, that's Duke my over. Thing. I just think Duke's
I
some,
would take Duke,
Duke's
over. Would take Duke
team,
over Kansas too.
Which is my,
Duke
that's my point. And Duke already beat Michigan State
but I don't,
earlier this year no. without Marvin
But Bradley. I think Michigan State can beat Duke.
No, I think they can.
I think
real quick, that's my final four.
Mine is actually a mix between all of y'all's.
Okay.
I have the South Virginia, obviously, because
okay.
I just think they're
then you said you
on fire.
Gonzaga in the West.
Gonzaga
right?
in the West. I just think they can do it if they play North Carolina.
This is where the bracket construction and structure comes into play.
Yes.
Where
yeah.
Gonzaga may not be the best team
no,
in that region.
It's so much
it
about your path.
But they can get where they
yeah.
go.
It's so much
it's
about
your
the path.
Path. And then the East, Villanova, I just really...
I have them as well.
Villanova. And in the Midwest, Michigan State as well. I can't pick Duke and I can't pick Kansas, so...
Well,
Michigan
Kansas
State's,
isn't good enough, I think.
No.
I originally thought Kansas was going to make it out, but then I... Because the whole thing was that... It was all about that Duke-Michigan State matchup
yeah.
for me. Because,
really?
Like, that changed it personally for me.
I feel you.
And I just felt
yeah.
that... I feel this year... Duke's
right.
good
I, just,
to make
I like Michigan
forward.
State
so,
a lot.
Who's your national
who's
champion?
Your,
who's
my,
your national championship
oh my
player?
Gosh.
My national... Oh, I don't know about player. I haven't...
No, not players. What I meant to say is who are the two teams in it and who's going to win it.
My title game is Virginia and Michigan State. And I have Virginia winning
okay.
the national championship.
I have mine
I'll
is,
explain after. Go ahead.
Mine is Virginia Duke. I have Virginia winning.
Okay. Who do you have?
See, this is where it gets... I think Gonzaga... No, this isn't my bracket, but I think Gonzaga... Yeah, because I don't have my bracket on
so,
here.
Yeah.
I think Gonzaga and Villanova.
And who's your winner?
And Villanova.
Okay.
Villanova.
Give us the Villanova.
Villanova,
give us the
man.
Nova reasoning.
Well, Villanova just, I think, wants it. That's what it comes down to, is I look at all these teams that kind of go into it, I think Villanova wants it. And I think
see,
we're going to
see
that.
See, that's my argument for Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Because Virginia
right.
is a
all
team
right.
that... perennially just
yeah,
loses
true.
In the Sweet
like
16.
We destroyed them last
yeah,
year.
They are a Sweet 16 team is what we make fun of them for.
Yeah.
But I think this year they got over the hump. They won
no,
the, they won the ACC by four games, guys, the regular season.
I know, yeah.
They had a four-game lead in the regular season, and then they end up winning the tournament. And now I think, I don't know.
As the
well,
only person
well,
who, like, isn't
Kyle
on the
guys
vill-
went off.
Isn't
no.
the only villain. This is the only person who's not on the Villanova bandwagon
I'm
this
on
year.
Villanova
you?
Bandwagon.
Yeah, me.
I'm driving it. Well, Courtney's driving it.
I'm
not on it this year.
How can you go against Jay Wright? That's my question. That
no,
man is beautiful.
I want
that
them.
Man
to,
can do
I
everything.
Want them to prove me wrong.
Uh-huh.
But of the past 6 years, excluding their 2016 national championship run, the other 5 years they've never made it past the second round.
I get it. No, I get it.
I know. A lot of that has to do with matchup. There's a trend there.
I feel you.
And a lot had to go right for them to win that 2016 national championship.
I'm with you.
So
well, yeah, UNC
I want
had
them
it.
To win.
UNC
so,
had it,
and on another note, I didn't get to explain this, but in the tournament, I value defense more than offense.
Yeah, I
and,
agree.
And Virginia's got the best defense in the country and a good offense to go with it. So
yeah.
I just think Virginia's gonna and Villanova has a really good offense, but I just think up against some really good defensive teams, they're gonna struggle. They might, and I think they're gonna get upset.
All right. Well. I guess that's it. Courtney, you should do the story
oh,
for us.
Yeah, I
go ahead and tell
it
real quick because I got to get out of here in a few minutes.
This is for, well, I'll make it really quick. This is for a lot of Florida fans. So I actually got a message today from the world famous, not world famous, but I think he's world famous, Scooter Magruder. He's a Florida alum. Gator goat. He makes a lot of funny videos about the Gators. And recently... I have been playing a lot of a game called Fortnite, which is a lot of
I played
a lot
that
of
for the first
Fortnite?
Time. I played that.
Why?
For,
I played it a lot.
I
so.
Played it for the first time. I got ninth.
You're so good. That's amazing. Anyways, so I've been playing it a lot over the break and doing it, and it's because. My end goal is to beat Chioza and Igor in it. And
okay.
Chioza
don't even have a win. What are you talking about?
a solo win, my friend.
Okay.
He
okay.
does have some squad wins and some duo wins. Anyways, so Scooter Magruder reached out to me today to ask me if we want to train together to beat
Igor
the
and
Florida
Chioza?
Guys. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And so, obviously, I said yes. So, basically, y'all will see me... And Scooter Magruder playing some Fortnite.
Can we?
When this happens,
I'll let you know.
We need to record it. Yes. This needs to be some content.
You guys need to do play-by-play on it. It's going to be very intense.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be very intense. You've got to learn Fortnite. It's pretty easy.
It's really fun. I'll do it.
Don't worry.
I'll do it.
The strategy of the entire game, as I've observed from my one time playing it, is... just avoid contact with people.
Yes, that's big. And that's Chioza. Chioza just hides a lot. So calling out Chioza here just hides a lot. I actually try and get the kills, you know. I try and go for it. I try and hunt.
That's a Villanova strategy. That's an offense first strategy.
That's
like Boeheim in 01
strategy. Can't knock it if you don't try it, man.
Oh, man.
I've tried it.
Listen, that's a great story. Ty and I got to do some play-by-play for that.
Yeah.
This is it. That's the end of the episode. Make sure that you get your brackets in on time. We're going to go ahead and put the link to our Tyler's that we just kind of as a podcast adopted. Official bracket. You can compete with us. But I guess that's been it. We'll go ahead and leave. Courtney, go ahead and give us your information where we can find you at.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at MimsCourtney or, you know, just give me a shout there. I like to hear everyone's opinions. Sometimes people like to at me about my Gators opinions. That's fine. You can.
I feel you.
Well, our listeners, make sure to at her with love. We're going to go ahead. We're going to put all of her information again in the description. We'll put all of our normal stuff in there. And until next week, I guess next week, I don't know. We'll see what we're going to cover.
We'll probably be wrapping. We'll analyze
some more basketball. Tons of basketball this week.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball.
Happy March Madness, guys.
Happy March Madness.
But until then, my name is Sergio.
My name's Tyler.
And my name's Courtney.
And we're not biased, but go Gators.